all doing his thing.
It's a beautiful Monday evening.
Can we not get censored or canceled today? You know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to avoid that.
Yeah,
so watch what you say so YouTube doesn't push our showdown.
Look, YouTube is not concerned about us.
They kind of are, man. We kind of popping just a little bit.
At this moment, if we do anything wrong, we get attached so much to the other Fresh and Fit podcast.
We could do that.
We might get them canceled.
We could
on accident.
I'm so sick of people DMing me and messaging me about that podcast. Like, some dude went off on a whole tangent on our email. We're like, I'm like, dude, we're not those guys. Why don't you give us a follow?
I feel like they're one click away from realizing that we're not them.
I don't think it's even that hard, bro. If you got our email, how'd you get our email?
We don't have the same email.
Yeah, how'd you get our email?
How about we're not the same people?
We don't even look anything alike.
We don't look anything alike. I don't get it. Again, I just want to make this clear also. Fresh and Fit Miami, we have nothing but love for you guys.
Yeah,
we actually think it'd be awesome to have a conversation with you.
Or a competition.
It's these weirdos that message us.
I kind of want some fitness smoke because I feel like you guys owe us a workout because you don't really talk about freshness or fitness. So therefore and thus, I want to compete with those guys.
Well, what are these events?
They could be anything. I want the smoke.
You and me aren't in the same category. I just want to make sure that we're clear on the terms before we enter, say...
First of all, Chad, my goal is to get you right by summer.
For the record, folks, it is June 14th.
I got three weeks.
We are in the thick of it.
I got 3 weeks.
It was 90 degrees last week. Last week. We are in summer.
I got 3 weeks to get you right, and I'm all over it.
But you know, I'm getting geared up for August.
Yeah, I know.
So
your problem is not working out. Your problem is like everybody else.
It's dietary.
Diet. Hey, everybody, make sure you guys like and subscribe, man. Yeah. This is about to get to it. So, far as diet goes, something I've learned is that you got to find out what works for you and keep doing that same over and over and over again. For me, it's not really fasting. I think fasting works well for me. But the main thing that works well for me is a high protein diet. A lot of protein, especially with my workouts and stuff, makes me like look good, helps me burn a lot of fat and calories. And then healthy fats. I got to eat like healthy fats like your avocados, your cashews, stuff like that. That helps me shred.
Yeah. So are you when you're focused on what you're eating and putting in your body, are you going off of what will give you the best outcome as far as looking or feeling for performance sake?
So that's a good question. And that's a very important question because a lot of you CrossFitters, you guys are focused on performance. You know what I'm saying?
Saying you said CrossFit fitters.
Yeah, CrossFit fitters. You guys are focused on performance. So you got to be a little bit careful about that because you want the look as well and you can mess around there and deplete yourself. So, because you need a little bit more carbs, and I think that paleo diet, block diet, or whatever that they subscribe to now is really a good diet for those activities. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing so much cardiovascular stuff, so much high intensity stuff. So you want to make sure that you're fueling your body properly. The goal is not to cut calories. So, like, I don't know if you guys are hip to this, but you can do something called a metabolic rate test. So you can actually get your metabolism tested out. You can see like your resting metabolic rate or your active metabolic rate, and you can see how many calories you're burning that day. So like the school of thought is you don't eat less calories. You eat the calories that your body needs because that keeps your metabolism speeded up and keep it, you know what I'm saying, moving fast. And you let your workouts or your activities burn more calories. You know what I'm saying? So like you're not cutting your calories, you're eating your proper amount of calories, but now you're doing but you're letting your activities determine like, oh, okay, I burnt 1,000 calories today, or I burnt 600 calories more. And that's how you really lose the weight versus just cutting your calories.
Yeah, folks, if you don't know about this gentleman, James Lawrence, also known as the Iron Cowboy, are you familiar with this guy?
No, I'm not familiar with the Iron
Cowboy. So I can't
sounds
Let me just before you gonna, before you
sounds a little
before you offend people again. Okay. It's yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me explain. What's, man, what's going on with
you? You're a little loud.
Am I a little loud? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ease up. Because it sounds like we're on channel 500 of somebody's cable.
Okay.
Yeah, James Lawrence, Iron Cowboy. I came across him a few years ago. This guy did, first of all, he was doing Ironmans left and right, which is like, it's like a 2-point-something-mile swim, 100-mile bike ride, and then a full marathon run, 26.2 miles. This guy did, he was doing them like left and right. He decided to do 50 in 50 days in 50 in all 50 states. He was doing them every day. Completely insane.
How?
Well, here's the thing.
He's on all the steroids.
I don't know how he did it.
He's on, no, bro, I can tell you he's on something because your body can't even handle it. He's on all the EPO.
He has all the HGH. I don't know what he's on. I know he had a team that was traveling with him. At one point, and he just did recently 100 full distance triathlons, and I saw footage of him running. At this point he was walking. He had people holding him up while he was walking. They keep him from either passing out or falling asleep. I don't know. But I had it, you know, I'm watching this and I'm like, what the hell would even push someone to not just think about it, but then to, I don't care what you're on. I don't care if you, Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hercules, Xenia Warrior Princess. It doesn't really make me a difference. They're not doing it. What? Was the Xenia too much?
Xenia.
Xena. Is it Xena or Xenia?
Xena.
Sorry. Lucy Lawless. Remember her?
No.
Wasn't that her?
But I do understand what you're saying because like a lot of people like used to bag on Lance Armstrong because he...
Well, he deserved it.
Well, he kind of got caught doping, but like the whole... That whole sport dopes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like... Okay, like chill.
Yeah,
just like baseball players, they get caught dope, and I'm like,
well, that's happening right now with one of the best pitchers in baseball right now, in with the Yankees. Can't think of his name.
Spider Gate or some kind of
substance that helps you grip the ball better. So if you're throwing a curveball or a slider,
wow, it's always something.
Let me tell you though, in his interview, they asked him if he's ever taken it. I've never in my life seen a more uncomfortable answer. He was like, well, yes, no. Like, it was so obvious that he was just caught in something. But you're right. It is prominent in sports. The issue is that when players get put on blast and they're not getting these Joe Schmoes.
No.
They're getting the guys that, you know.
The big dogs. But I know what? I don't understand it because I feel like It's kind of unfair to put these athletes through such rigor and then expect them not to take stuff to try to
recover
and to prolong their career. Like a lot of times the guys are cool, but then as they get older in their career, they're trying to like hold on to it, you know, and they take a lot of damage. And one, the fans, you know, to be honest, fans, we really just want to see this product on the field or this product on the court, so kind of. We don't really care about their health and well being, like we say, because that's the real reason why performance enhancing drugs are banned, because it's supposed to deter you from taking substances that could potentially be harmful to you. Not so much about the fairness of it. Only time plays a major part. Yeah, it. Only time that the fairness to me really matters is in combat sports, because if you're fighting against someone who's on some juice, they could potentially really hurt you or damage
you. Kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I felt like John Jones had the worst combination of substances. You know what I'm saying? He was on the coke mixed with the steroids. Now, to me, that makes you invincible. You taking the coke with the steroids? Goodness. So you in this...
What? Bro, he was in there probably on fire.
On fire. He couldn't miss.
His body was probably not even on the floor.
Bro, he was throwing all these weird kicks, throwing these wild elbows, doing all this crazy stuff people just never seen before. And I'm like, wow, this dude is a phenomenal fighter. Little did we know, he was all coked up and on the juice.
He got bit by the spider. He got bit by the Spider-Man spider.
Yeah. But he was a phenomenal player. But because I think even his brother got caught on the juice too. His brother played professional football. One of them got caught.
Patman?
No, Chandler Jones. And then he had another brother that plays. His brother's like a defensive end, like all pro.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. When it comes out, and it comes out, right, that in the public that a player has been using a foreign substance or something that that's been banned, the response, first of all, from the media and then the fans, because the fans' reaction typically has something to do with the media's, how they portray it, is never, it's never, man, so-and-so, I feel bad for them because they're deteriorating their health by taking this. No, it's they cheated.
Yeah.
So in my mind, it's like, if you're gonna look, either you do it or you don't do it. Either you make it legal or you don't. Because I'm more upset, I think, with their competitors who are out there doing the same thing you're doing, trying to
throwing the shade.
Well, not even throwing the shade, but if you and I are both trying to, you know, ultimately win, and I'm finding out that you keep destroying me, but you're also on, you know, God's secret juice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's like, someone asked me before, like, why do you think you didn't make it to the NFL? What would you have done differently and to make it to the NFL? I said, I would have took steroids. that's the one thing I would have did. I would have did different. I would have took steroids. Because I gave my, like, physically, I did all I could within my physical.
Would you have been able to live with yourself?
Yeah. But the only thing is the risk, man. You're taking such a big risk with your heart, your health, your mind. Because a lot of people are like, oh, you suffer from CTE. But I think that a lot of the CTE stuff is coming from also the steroids on top of the collisions and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Cause
it could be a lot of different factors. I just don't. That I could have lived myself. It depends on what side effects I would have had.
Yeah.
Would I get acne? Would I get a unibrow? Would I get little balls and nuts? I don't little penis. I don't know.
Would you be getting angry at little cute kittens for no reason?
Throwing your girlfriend across the room.
Whew.
You know what I'm saying?
Across from the elevator.
Yeah. Would it be worth it?
Poor guy.
Punching your girl in the face in an elevator.
I mean, think about it though, bro. Your whole life is football, 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 football. So he just got his wires crossed, man. He was thinking football instead of be a human.
I'm not giving and my man no pass on that.
He hit the A gap when he should have just.
Giving my man no pass on that.
Giving him a pass. I'm just trying to make sense out of it.
I mean, that's fortunate for the Browns that he did it because they were able to sign him. But besides that.
Oh, they did sign him.
Yeah.
Did he play?
He had a great season. He played good.
Ray Rice played with
Kareem Hunt. Remember Kareem Hunt?
I'm talking about Ray Rice.
Ray Rice punched his wife out.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt. Football.
No, remember Kareem Hunt?
Yeah.
He did to that girl. Yeah.
Sure, I remember that.
On camera in a hotel.
He should have been in Cleveland anyway, his hometown boy. Let me tell you something. I'm not condoning what he did.
Yeah.
But something good came out of that.
For Cleveland Browns fans, yes. Hopefully he got some type of counseling or something to help him.
Could you imagine one of your, think of the biggest mistake, you don't got to say it unless you want to, the biggest mistake you made in your 20s. Again, I'm not condoning, guys. I'm not condoning anything. But imagine if it was caught on camera and put on for the world to see. What if everyone happened to everybody? We demonize those guys.
Yeah.
And we say, because you're a whatever, you're a star, you should act different. No, you should act different because you're a human being.
Did you read the book, You Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins?
I didn't. I have read a book.
With him.
With him, yeah.
But you need to read this book because he talks about this. He says people in society, he says something that freed him up is realizing that everybody has their own demons and everybody has their own stuff.
Yeah.
But they try to, the only difference is that they're able to cover up their demons better than you are able to cover up yours. Mm. So they're able to like judge you, but you're like, you're judging me, but you got your own stuff too. And so the reason why that happens is because people just cover your stuff up. So like, once you realize that, like there's so much freedom in that. It's freedom in knowing that like, yo, this person ain't perfect. And I promise you, like anybody you think is perfect, follow them home. Follow them home and see the real. Like, it's not always, you know what I'm saying, it seems to be. And I'm with that. So that's why when you meet someone that's real and authentic and like, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of transparent. You're like, okay, you got some cup of chinks in your armor, but you're a good dude or you're a good woman. That's so rewarding and refreshing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, Yeah, so like I don't trip about anyone judging. That's why fans, the term fan is short for fanatic. So those people are crazy. Like, yeah. Like I'm not even a, like people ask me, are you a fan of this, you're a fan of that? Like I'm not really a fan. I would call myself a supporter. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm cool. Okay. I'm happy with success. I'm, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to be going all crazy and acting all like that. I don't know. It's hard for me to be a fan of a team sport so much. You know what I'm saying? But I think I'm more a fan of fighters. I will say that because I respect their craft so much. Because fighting, to me, is probably the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest sport to do because, like, it's the most pain... pain payment ratio, you know what I'm saying? Like
you're gonna get hurt even if you win.
Even if you win.
Yeah.
Even if you win. Like I've seen like photos of like GSP, because GSP wasn't a knockout artist, but he was a great fighter. So he would take a lot of damage to win fights. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen fights where he just looked jacked up, but he won the fight.
Yeah, I don't want that life.
Shout out to Izzy Adesanya this weekend. He just won his fight against Marvin Vettori.
What's his name?
Israel Adesanya. Everybody calls him Izzy. Style bender.
What is he?
He's from Nigeria, but he lives in like, but he was raised in New Zealand.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Bad dude. Hey, also, dude, episode 50.
This is episode 50.
This is the nifty 50.
Bro, I told you we're doing 100 episodes.
We're doing 100. And then after 100, we'll have a big, like, scandalous argument, and it'll be like Fresh and Fit Pod. I don't know what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, I know you're high.
I'm not high. I promise you, I'm not high. I'm just
okay. Whatever you say.
The nifty 50. It is good to be here.
But it is good to be here, and I think it's kind of dope that we have this platform, this opportunity to speak to our people. Yep. Shout out to everybody that's subscribing and liking our page. Yep. Like, you know what I'm saying. Only thing I would ask for, guys, more interaction. Ask us some more questions. Talk to us about your things. Bring some things you want to talk about. One thing I want to talk about is, you know, Joe Budden just exploded and lost his podcast.
No, I haven't.
Did you hear about that? No, I did not. Joe Budden kind of like did his own thing.
What was it? I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, podcast, man. But it really came down to like a lack of. I think morals, you know what I'm saying? Because because he didn't want to like he was getting into it with his co-host about sharing his sharing the numbers that they were getting from the sponsorships and the numbers from stuff. He's like, I should have to share that with him because it's my business. But at the same time, you do have to share it with them because part of their contracts was they get a percentage of what's being sold. So he didn't really want to share that information, man. And I think that was shady. It was kind of like self-sabotaging. Also, man, like...
Well, he fired his co-host.
Yeah.
On the episode. On the air, mid-show.
Yeah. So because he was frustrated with their demands. So of wanting to know numbers.
Who wanted... His co-host wanted
to know numbers. Because like to me, like even like me personally, like I worked in corporate America for a while. Even your corporate America like job, they show numbers. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So you want the high numbers. That's deceitful.
It's alarming.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it should be a red flag.
It is a red flag. And so like you guys, like so a little bit behind the curtain stuff, guys. I'm trying to work with another podcast, another show, because I want us to grow and be as big as we possibly can. And I have no problem with splitting bread up. I read an African proverb the other day, and it was like, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I want to go far with this thing. So like, I'm willing to work with other people, and I want to divide the work up. I don't want to do everything. So.
Yeah,
and I think that some people want to do everything because they want to be greedy or take all the profits. I'm cool with us splitting up the bread and just making it happen, man. I think that we can create something, because at the end of the day, I started this podcast to help people become more fit, right, and become and be fresh and be comfortable within their skins. The whole point of being fresh is to be comfortable in your skin when you go to the gym. So you can feel comfortable when you're working out, like that, or be comfortable when you're working out, or make sure that you're not doing anything or wearing improper clothing or shoes so you can hurt yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that's the whole reason why we started this podcast, is to be a voice for people and help people, you know. So if that's my goal, that's the reason why I started it, then why would I be selfish and not try to partner or work with other people that can get the message out further? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I'm willing to do that, and I hope that, you know what I'm saying, that you guys roll with us on this journey, because we're just figuring this stuff out. You know what I'm saying? Just like we're starting a cigar shop. You know what I'm saying? And we're not doing it as individuals. It's not like I said, oh, I'm gonna do a start a cigar shop. You know, and because real leaders, like I'm an alpha male. I could have definitely been like, I'm starting a cigar shop and got it started and did everything myself. But I'm also like, I'm strong enough to work with a team and be okay with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be the star player. And this is a thing that a lot of people fail and they miss out on. You don't have to be a star player. You have to be a star in your role. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You can be a star in your role. So like, if my role is to make sure everything is clean, or my role is administration, or my role is this, whatever, I can be a star in that role. And I think some people, they miss that because they want to be the star so bad. I promise you, Michael Jordan appreciated John Paxson busting them threes. That was his game. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you, Michael Jordan appreciated Dennis Rodman getting them rebounds.
Yeah.
Getting them second possessions. Getting them, you know what I'm saying, stopping them defensive possessions. I guarantee you, Michael Jordan appreciated Scottie Pippen taking on the best offensive player and playing defense on that person for those games. You know why? Because that freed him up. So he was able to honestly be the star, but all those guys were stars in their roles. Mm-hmm. And look at it. We look at Rodman, we look at Scottie Pippen, we look at John Paxson with respect. We might not look at them as the same respect as we do Jordan, but we look at them with respect. And that can be you. Like, if you're struggling with being support to somebody, you need to check yourself, because sometimes you might just be the star in your role, and but you don't have to be the star. You don't have to be the star, bro. Like, it's okay. Like, you can make stuff pop by being a star in your role. And that's something that I think a lot of men definitely struggle with. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because ego's involved, testicular fortitude, all that stuff gets in the way.
Testicular fortitude. Yeah, you know, a good friend of the show, Beyond Wynn, he had said this to us off air some time ago, talking about how he... Now, first of all, Beyond, if you guys don't know Beyond, we got two previous episodes with him. Check those out. He's got a wealth of knowledge, good energy. He's killing the game. Is real estate.
Real estate. Real estate.
Yeah. And if you're not familiar with him or what he does, what you can know is that he wants people to win. And he was telling us, to your point earlier, James, if you want to win, why not win with people? Because you can fill in each other's deficiencies. You can help lift each other up. You can, you know, what I might be good at, maybe you lack, and vice versa. So why does it have to be a competition? Why does it have to be, I'm trying to get this before you do? Why can't we both win? I was reading this, I came across a quote. Smart people, this is from Socrates. Smart people learn from everything and everyone. Average people from their experiences. Stupid people already have all the answers.
Stupid people, bro. Like that's so accurate, because, man, I know so many people that just think they know everything, bro. Like, and you can't tell them anything. And those people, they have what I call a fixed mindset. You know what I'm saying? A growth mindset allows you to take on information, make an assessment, and then move forward. Like I have a strong mind, so you can't just tell me anything and I'll flow with you. But if you tell me something and it makes sense, and I can analyze it and apply it to my life, I'm going to do that. So you got to have a growth mindset, man. Like, absolutely, I support that.
Yeah, James, I just realized we're not even symmetrical with our chairs.
Yeah,
man, when did that happen?
You've been kind of
angled.
Yeah, because I think you think I got cooties or something. But it's
you cool. Got wide hips.
No, I don't. I got big legs. I don't
you
have
big
wide.
Okay, you got okay. Whatever. You got big legs. You take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
You're a big dude. What are you at now? I know you've been trying to lose weight. What are you at?
241.
What's your goal?
225.
Yeah, I better get the hell away from 225 before you get there. And I'm looking at you like, what?
Yeah, I'm gonna be at 225.
I'm like 216. You don't believe me? Am I be honest? Don't lie. Am I a deceptive 216? Before you answer that, I'm going to say this. When people guess my weight, it's not every day, but the times that people do, they usually lowball me, like 190. Never 2-something. Well, maybe once or twice, but usually 180s, 190s. Do I have a deceptive look? Okay, you already said it. You already answered.
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I've always pretty much known your weight because I've trained you and stuff.
You're right.
Like
you're
that.
A bad person to ask.
Yes, I don't know because I've always known that. But I think.
Whatever, dude.
I think some people just carry weight differently. I think mm-hmm. black. No offense.
First of all, hold on. You're about to say no offense. And I'm going to tell you right now, every time someone says that, offense is taken. No, it's in the same category as, I'm not racist.
Yeah, I'm not racist. But, I'm not racist, but guys, I think black people are just heavier, like denser as a people.
Not a lot of fat white people, bro.
No, I understand that. But I think black people have like heavier bones or something. Like, because I know a lot
what
of...
What does
like,
that have to do with the rice of price in China?
But no, but...
With the
but,
rice of the rice of price.
I know. That's why you should shut up.
With the price of rice.
Shut up. Ah. But no, but I think like... So like, I said that to say because like, you're like, oh, I weigh 216. Well, you would look to me, I would say 216 because I'm used to people like your size weighing that much.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So, you know, plus you got a little bit of yin and yang in you too. So I don't know. You know what I mean?
Oh. I'm gonna take that however you want. I'm not taking nothing.
Yeah, taking nothing. That's cool, man.
Dude.
So you were talking about this that quote from Socrates, right?
Yeah.
And I think that people. I think that people aren't willing to learn from other people because I think it's a lack of respect. It's like such a lack of respect in the world today. Like so much so that when you see respect or people being respectable, you're like shocked, you're like taken aback. You're like, oh. Like to say if a kid came to you and said, excuse me, Mr. Abraham, or excuse me, sir, you would be like, wow, okay, young man. Huh? Nice to meet you, you know what I'm saying? Like that's amazing to me.
I think it might even be a lack of appreciation for yourself. When you're not open to learning, I think it's more so a reflection of you than it is the person. Because a wise person can look at something or someone and learn something without having to know their credentials.
Right.
What have you done? Who have you influenced? Get out of here with that. Look, you can if you can learn from a book, from written by someone who you assume you is who they are.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Then why can't, you know, you should be able to learn from someone or an experience you witnessed firsthand and be able to, you know, spit the meat, throw away the bones, so to speak.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it's more a reflection of you not willing to admit you don't know. And then also you gotta know what to pick out, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta know how to pick out what I can glean from and what's like, and that wasn't for me, but that information, okay, cool, I got that.
Yeah.
I can apply that. I can teach it to someone else.
Right. Oh yeah, because I mean, especially like in my profession of being in fitness,
dancer.
I wish I was a dancer, bro.
Fitness dancer.
No, but seriously though, like I get so many people saying so much BS to me as a trainer. Like they want to do this, they want to do that. Like yeah. They just know what they're. Everybody is a fitness expert. You don't know. Haven't read a book. Hasn't passed one kinesiology class. Doesn't know anything about the body.
You
doesn't
don't know the difference between a barbell and a dumbbell.
A
kettlebell,
you know,
and a wall ball.
But you want to give fitness advice. So sometimes, man, I've had to like just listen and be like, okay, what is this person really saying? All right, mm-hmm. this is what they're saying, and this is the point of what they're trying to make, and that makes sense. Like I used to hear, so before I started personal training, when I was just personal training and I wasn't doing like the CrossFit thing, people used to always tell me, man, you need to do a group class. I'll be like, man, bro, I don't dance, I don't do none of that stuff, so like I'm not gonna do a group class. I had to be like, okay, people want a group class because it's an affordable price and I can get people in here. How can I create something, or what model can I get people in here at a group rate that I still like? And it happened to be that CrossFit model. So yes, you want a group class. I got you. What you're really saying is I can't afford personal training. And that's totally fair and fine. Or I don't want to allocate these funds to personal training. So how can you make it cheaper for me? Yes. Mm. I can make it affordable for you. How are we gonna do it? Through these CrossFit classes and stuff like that. So where I'm still giving you strength training, which is kind of one-on-one, and then letting you do a Metcon to help you burn that fat and burn those calories. So people with no experience taught me that, you know what I'm saying? Taught me that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Dude, first of all, this is it's not a heavy episode, but this is actually probably the most, what would you call it? I don't know. It's been good, though.
Prolific.
Productive. Yeah. Less shenanigan based.
Yeah, less shenanigan based. Yeah. Because, man, I think right now, especially for you and I, with the projects and stuff that we're doing with the merchandise, mm-hmm. the shop, the cycling group, all these different things we got going on, I don't think we're in the mood to play right now. Like I'm like in the mood to play right now. Like I was thinking about this, like when a basketball player isn't getting a lot of time or minutes on the court, they say DNP. DNP, right? I'm in DNP mode right now. I'm in do not play mode, cause like I just don't got time, man. I'm in DNP mode, and I mean that because like even when we leave here, man, what are we doing? We're going to a meeting. We having some business. Yeah. Like, I got a 2-year-old baby. Like, yeah. I got stuff going on, man. I can't mess around, bro. I got stuff to do, so yeah. I'm in DNP mode, man. Do not play, cause. And I've caught myself like chilling, like playing a game on my phone or scrolling through Instagram, and I'd be like, chill. Nope.
You gotta audibly say that to yourself.
Yeah, you can't waste time.
I think we're both at a point in our lives where not maximizing moments is ultimately doing harm to us and the people directly impacted by us.
Like Beyonce said, it's the trillion-dollar distraction. It's all these different movies, all these different TV shows, everything
including,
coming out.
Including sports.
Yeah, including sports. And social media, all this stuff just to distract you. What could you be doing? What should you be doing? How can you be empowering people? How could you be motivating people? How can you be changing lives? I know for me, my purpose is through fitness and also through like helping people with their self-esteem, like because a lot of people don't know my story, but like I used to be a fat kid. Like I was 210 pounds, I had breasts and stuff like that, so I was fat, terrible, so like terrible body type, you know what I'm saying? So like I built my body from scratch. That's why I don't let people just talk shit to me about my body, because I'm like, bro, you have no idea how hard I had to work to get this. You know what I'm saying? So then I got to a point where I was just super skinny, and then I got to a point where I had to build myself back up.
Must you get mad that I talked about your wide hips?
Yeah, because that doesn't make sense. Because I don't have wide hips, I got big quads. So like I don't like play. I don't let people James, just speak over me.
Sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
I did already though.
Okay.
Don't make me feel bad for feeling bad, bro.
Okay, but anyways, all I'm saying is, guys, like you have to like I don't let people speak over me, and you guys should do the same. But anyways, what else was I saying, man? You got me distracted.
It won't be the first, and it is not going to be the last. Hey, let's do this though, bro. I want to invite you somewhere with me. I'm doing it right now. Folks, I'm doing this right now on air. James, I want you to go kayaking with me.
Oh, that sounds fun. I'm down.
Folks, we're gonna do this, and we might even get some footage of this, because I've never seen someone as bulky and strong as you get into a kayak, and I want to see it. I want to see you destroy the water.
Nah, bro. You know, I'm looking forward to that. That sounds fun. I always wanted to go kayaking. And I'm kind of disappointed because, you know, like, when I came over and started going to the church with you guys, part of, like, some of the things we're supposed to do is supposed to go camping and do stuff like that.
We went camping.
And we never did it.
We went camping. We did. You didn't go, but we went camping. Did you just find this out?
One time.
Okay.
One time. It's been 4 years.
Well, I mean, that's another topic.
That's
really no out of that conversation. Yeah.
but like I said, I want to go camping, bro. Like, I always wanted to go camping. Yeah. But one cool thing is, have you ever had a s'more?
Yeah, I'm not doing s'mores anymore in my life.
But I did a s'more one time, bro.
It's not a drug, bro.
No.
You don't do s'mores.
I had a s'more for the first time a couple years ago when I did this Michelob Ultra like event.
Okay.
For like, it was like a fitness event because Michelob Ultra came out and did these new drinks that were like low carb, low calorie drinks.
Yeah, so they used like a lot of CrossFit influence.
It brought a lot of fitness influencers down there. So your boy was one. Holla at me. So then,
not the douche click. That's the douche. That's the douche.
That's douche. That's so douchey. That's so douchey.
Hey, bro.
Your boy. Holla at me.
I got guns, bro.
I got a little chain now, so I got mad.
I got mad boppers, bro.
Mad boppers. But so I was down there for that, and then that's the first time I ever had a s'more, and that was like a grown man.
The first time I had a s'more, I was working a camp years ago, like about 16 years ago, and.
But you were still grown though, right?
I was like 18.
18. Okay.
Do the math, folks. I was like 18, and. this is the last night of camp, right? And it gives me like the ultimate Bee Gees, bubble guts.
S'mores give you Bee Gees?
Apparently, these did, and I was so through. First of all, you're camping. We were in cabins, but you don't got the best facilities to be dropping a deuce. You just hope that week. You pray that your system would just allow you to wait till the weekend when you get home, and you can use the bathroom in a trustworthy situation. I was so
out of all the places done. Though, you're already in the woods. Like, why wouldn't you just like
you go? Would take a monster deuce?
Yeah,
in the woods.
In the woods.
In the dark.
And feel fine.
And it feel fine.
I feel fine.
I feel like you're really being over the top with this, and I don't appreciate it.
No, I wouldn't, bro. Like it's made for that. It's made for that.
It's not what? It's not made it's for.
You're out in nature.
Okay, what else is it made for?
Where
I think you're taking away from you're taking what's not natural in your body.
So
what was natural in your body?
Animals do this all the time. That's how
they're
you get
also,
soil
hold on.
Dirt and stuff like that.
Are
like,
they not eating natural stuff? Are they eating natural stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. What's natural about a s'more?
Sometimes they're not eating natural stuff and they're eating
this is 95%. Okay, let's assume this is the 95% of times animals are eating something. It's natural. Grass, other animals.
So what's so unnatural about a s'more?
The marshmallow?
The marshmallow part, that's the only thing.
The chocolate.
Okay. Cacao powder, whatever.
Okay. Graham cracker.
Graham crackers, wheat, sugar.
Okay, so we're talking about maybe the marshmallows will take me over the edge.
Yeah.
And combined with the heat, because my body had heat. I feel like I've shed a lot of light into some intimate parts of my life. Remember I was talking about I snotted in the shower?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's effective, though. Guys, if you've never done this before in the shower.
But I don't have that much mucus in my nose anyway.
It is. You bomp, bop. You
But the fact you have that much mucus in your nose means that you're not eating healthy.
We know I'm not eating healthy.
Okay, I just want to remind.
It's not a matter of, oh, maybe he's not. It's, oh, he isn't. That's why this happens.
Gotta remind you.
What?
I just gotta remind you.
You gotta remind me? I am starting to juice, though.
You taking some steroids?
No. I guess that was. This was a bad episode.
Taking some steroids? This whole time you've been holding out on
me? Yeah, you know, I'm over here getting ready for nothing. No,
but the only thing I would ever take is EPO.
I wonder if runners take steroids.
Yeah, they do.
I'm not talking about sprinters.
EPO, bro. I'm telling you, EPO is like.
Can I get away with it?
Thing.
I should probably talk about this later. I'm kidding. I'm really not about to do this. I promise you I'm not about to do this. Guys, I eat Taco Bell. my running time show for it.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I think EPO is a lot of UFC fighters get caught for it because like it makes your conditioning crazy. Like you just don't never you never.
Who's testing me though, bro?
That's what I'm saying. Nobody's testing
you. No one's testing me. Yeah, I don't like you saying it. I like when I said it. Yeah. You're like, nobody's testing.
Nobody's testing. You're not important.
You're not breaking any
records. You're not going to be in the top 20 of this event. Let's just be honest.
First of all, let me tell you something, bro. It's what, June? Yeah. In the middle of June? I got 2.5 months to gear up for this monstrosity of a race.
Yeah, I'm going to be there just to watch
you. Hey, listen, bro. Die. You get a ticket to Oregon. Come. I'm going to need you there, bro. Also, this is a sneak peek. We got a really special guest coming on right before that who's going to be actually one of my team members on the run. He's a marathon guy, and Chris, name's Chris, so he'll be on the show.
You know what, man?
He lost a lot of weight.
I kind of want to do a marathon, man. I never wanted to do it because I'm like, man, I like lifting weights. I like drinking protein shakes. You know what I'm saying? But then I was like, I kind of want to do a marathon because I don't want to do it. And I like challenging myself like that.
Yeah, I get that.
I like challenging myself. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to do a marathon.
There's something really cool about convincing yourself you like something that you know you hate.
You hate. Yeah.
You know?
Well, I do that every day.
I said it first. Kind of like dealing with you, little punk ass.
Damn, I'm a little punk ass.
You are.
Damn.
Guys, he has deceptively large shoulders. Don't let him. He wears small shirts.
I don't wear small shirts.
It's like a depth perception thing. I don't know what it is.
My shoulders are.
What's up with this new chain, bro? Someone's got to address the elephant in their room.
I like my new little chain.
When did you start wearing this chain? Where'd you get it at?
You know what? I really feel like my fashion sense is more 90s, 80s, and that's kind of where I want to go with it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go there, bro.
That's what I'm going.
You can get a ticket there.
Yeah, so that's when I'm going to start wearing button-up shirts.
They don't wear button-ups now.
But the
sarcasm.
The button-up shirts, even the ones that you wear, are very retro.
So you want to be like... So what you're saying is you're taking bits of what I do and you want to apply them to your life.
I'll always do that.
Okay.
Man. From all my friends.
Because some of your friends might not want to.
But honestly, you are the average of your five closest friends.
Yeah.
So you should take things from your friends that you know what I'm saying, positive things.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? From your friends. And sometimes it might be some negative stuff, but you should take positive things from your friends as you do stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But But on that note, guys, we're out, man. I appreciate you guys so much, man. This has been episode 50. Thank you all our fans and everybody for rocking with us, for subscribing, for liking, for sharing, man. I'm sorry we're not those fresh and fit guys who talk about dating all the time and who won't work out with us. But
they're awesome.
They're cool. I ain't got no issues with the guys, but I do want to work out. I want a workout challenge. You know what I'm saying? I want a fitness challenge and I want a freshness challenge. I want to compete with them in fitness and freshness. I want to like do a competition where like we show up who's the best dressed.
Okay.
Who's the best dressed and who's the most in shape?
Where's this happening at?
Man, we gotta go to Miami.
Let's do it.
We go to Miami and make it pop. You know what I'm saying? Bro, in Miami, I'm gonna be insatiable. You hear me?
What are you gonna be? Insatiable?
Insatiable.
Did you use that word correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I could be wrong, but I think you're
right. It don't matter.